Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share a Bible principle.
John the Baptist was a wilderness preacher, but his main purpose was to prepare the way for the coming of Jesus Christ. There were, of course, a lot of disciples who followed him, including Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. But when Jesus Christ came, some of John's disciples failed to transfer their trust and their loyalty to the Messiah. And John was startled and troubled, and he quickly clarified his role in preparing people for Christ's coming. Listen to his words.
"You yourselves can testify that I said, 'I am not the Messiah, but I've been sent ahead of him.' He who has the bride is the groom, but the groom's friend, who stands by and listens for him, rejoices greatly at the groom's voice. So this joy of mine is complete. He must increase, but I must decrease."
What a powerful statement. He, Jesus, must increase, but I must decrease. You see, every successful leader faces the temptation to allow their followers to esteem them more highly than they should. And many Christians are tempted to be followers of leaders more than they're followers of Christ. The Apostle Paul had to address this problem in the Corinthian church. As new believers, the Corinthians became men followers rather than Christ followers. And Paul exhorted them to avoid this kind of sinful and divisive behavior. Now, please don't misunderstand. The Bible also says that we're to honor others, including our spiritual leaders. But in honoring others, we must never honor them above God and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about this first-ever multimedia study Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.